627-2992. Or you can email us at pbvcoc58@yahoo.com. Or visit our website at vcoc1.org. God bless you. Now let us go to a powerful word from the Lord in Jesus' name. Well, praise the Lord, everybody. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. I am excited, praise God, to be here live in the studio after an awesome fellowship meeting this past weekend. God has blessed us. Amen. Praise the Lord, rejuvenated us. I am still fired up, praise the Lord, about that particular service. But listen, my friend, I have a couple announcements I want to share with you. Of course, you know, we have our weekly services. Amen. Praise God. As you heard the announcement, amen, before I came on live. But I want you to understand that we are also preparing, amen, praise the Lord, for our, amen, New Year celebration night. That would be December the 31st, that Wednesday night. We're going to have service, amen, at 10 p.m. We'll start and we'll go on till, amen, the 12 o'clock hour, celebrating, amen, the new year, the Lord's will. And if you care to be a part of that particular service, amen, amen, praise the Lord, we'll be glad to have you to come in and worship with us. Amen. Praise the Lord on that particular night. Lord's will in January, the new year. Amen. Praise God. We're going to have revival. That's right. We have an awesome revivalist. Amen. Evangelist. Amen. That we're praying and fasting that God will continue to use this man, Dr. Keener. Amen. Dupe Short. Amen. He is a great evangelist, amen, praise the Lord. By the way, amen, of Christ, Temple Apostolic out of Covington, Louisiana, amen, by the way of New Orleans, Louisiana, amen, praise God, powerful man of God. God is using this man. You know one thing, I want to testify that when he was doing revival in Monroe, he can give the testimony greater than I can. Amen. And that was the school of the deaf and dumb there. Amen. God utilized him, amen, to pray with this guy, amen, that was deaf and dumb. Amen. And that deaf and dumb guy, amen, notable miracle, praise God, received the Holy Ghost. And then not only him, but six other people were baptized in the Spirit of God. I got to have him in Colfax. I want to be able to start the new year off right, amen, praise God, with a move of God's Spirit. Because we're living in the times now, praise God, where people, amen, does not believe. Amen, and I reemphasize this. They do not believe, amen, praise the Lord, in the transformation of God's Spirit. We don't believe that the Bible, amen, is given to us for life. There's life in the Word. As the Bible is our instructions. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Be able to go to heaven if you desire. Amen. To live for God. Amen. We must live godly and righteous and holy in this present world. And the only way to do it is to be born again. Amen. Praise the Lord. Now, if God is still working with signs and wonders and miracles, and he's saving even the deaf and dumb. Y'all got to help me. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Because let me tell you, those of you who think God is absent, he's not absent. Amen. He's not going to go over his grace and mercy, but he's a God. Amen. Praise the Lord. That will pass judgment. Amen. Praise God. Judgment is coming. And I want you to know, praise God, that I'm excited to be able to bring this man, amen, to, amen, the ministry in Colfax on January the 9th through the 10th, amen. We will put out more further instructions, amen, about this great evangelist that is coming to, amen, the town of Colfax, Louisiana, praise God, to do revival at 1015 Main Street, amen, where we are the host pastor. I'm excited about that. I thought I would put this out ahead of time because I'm going to reiterate it more and more, not only just on the internet, but when I come over the airway. And I would appreciate you that came to the, amen, the fellowship, our annual fellowship meeting. I tell you, it was a move of God. Amen. Amen. It was a move of God. Everybody came ready. Amen. They bought the Holy Ghost with them. Because listen, my friend, your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. It's not the building. Amen. God doesn't dwell in buildings that made with hands. But, amen, praise the Lord, he dwells in us now. This is a dispensation where the Holy Ghost is in you that have received the word, the engrafted word in your heart, and your heart has been circumcised. As the Bible tells us in 1 Corinthians 3 and 6, know ye not that your bodies are the temple of the Holy Ghost. Today, amen, I want to go to the word of God because even in that, amen, fellowship meeting, God did not only a notable miracle because we had one that received the Holy Ghost in that service, amen, was baptized in the Spirit. I know this is far above some of y'all head because some of you don't believe this, but you need to put the Bible down. That's if you're reading it. But God is still, Ikaya, my Seherobosa, God is still filling people with the Holy Ghost. People are still being born again of the water and the Spirit. God is still baptizing people in the Spirit. Amen. Not just on the day of Pentecost. Praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord. But he's doing it even in this season to those who will obey the gospel. But I want to share something with you in my testimony. A few, after I read 1 Corinthians 6, 9 through 11, the Bible says, know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? It says, be not deceived, neither fornicators, idolaters, adulterers, effeminates, abusers of themselves with mankind, neither thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. And notice the outline in these particular scriptures. It is giving us up front what God is not pleased with. Hallelujah. What God is not pleased with. God is not pleased with these things because these are contrary to, amen, the will and the purpose of God in our lives. We cannot have the Spirit of God in us and we possess these particular characters in our heart. Amen. These things that are mentioned were, I'm not able to go into deeper definitions of their characters, but I'm able to let you know what you know, where you are in these things. Now, I want you to see this because I also want to let you know that God has a way out of these particular things. And I know sometimes when we preaching and teaching, and man, people don't want to hear what they're living. But if you are hungry for God's word and hungry for change, you want somebody to preach to your spirit and you want somebody to tell you the truth. Amen. You don't want somebody to water down that you're sitting in this congregation. You're sitting here and there's no change in your spiritual walk. There's no change. The word is coming forward, but you don't want to receive it. I didn't write this Bible. The men and women who are preaching this word, they didn't write this Bible, but holy men of God and they were inspired by God. They wrote the what God wanted them to write to give to us. Amen. The way out of sin and the way into salvation. And we must understand that the Bible, the King James Version, I think it's 1618 or 1611, somewhere, 100. Amen. When it was translated into English, and I believe from not only that, but even in the Hebrew or the Greek, amen, praise the Lord, or Arabic, whatever we want to call it, that God had holy scribes that handled the words of eternal life. And in this Bible, there's enough ikaya, that's enough word to change you. There's enough, if you obey it, there's enough word to bring you into the kingdom of God. There's enough word, amen, praise the Lord, in here to give you, amen, an insight, amen, on how, amen, to prepare your soul to get back to God because of sin. And these things that I mentioned, you know that if sometimes if they're worked in your members, they're worked in your character, I want to let you know they are against the will of God in your life. But God, that's why Jesus came. He came to bring us back into the holy state of what his purpose was for man before man fell in the garden. And you need to understand this, that there's a way out, because the next verse, verse number 11, tells us, as Paul began to talk to the Corinthians, he says, such was some of you. In other words, you had a past life. That's right. That's right. You had a past life in these things. He's saying to us, such was some of you, but ye are washed. Now, the washing here that I believe that Paul is talking about is not just the water, but I think he's, and I know that is that God revealed it to me, he's talking about the word, because it's the word that can only clean you. And I believe it's John 17:17. Now Jesus said, now you are cleansed through the word that I speak. Amen. Praise the Lord. Then he says in John 6, amen, the sixth chapter, amen, he says, the words that I speak, they're both spirit and they are life. They are life, they are life. And he said, wherewith shall the young man in Psalms cleanse his ways? By taking heed to the word of God. So if we're going to be cleansed from these strongholds, these forces of darkness, these particular attributes that is working in our spirit that is not pleasing to God, we're going to be washed by the word. My God, hallelujah. Hallelujah. How you be washed by the word? By obeying the word. By applying the word and allowing the word of God to take these desires out of your heart. You know, on Saturday night, Sunday morning, in that fellowship, there was a young lady, I would not call her name, but there was a young lady that says she lived for 30 years the lifestyle of a lesbian. My God, she testified that she lived for 30 years as a lesbian. My God, and how that in those 30 years of time, she didn't want nobody in her family, none of her friends, to even touch her lifestyle, to say anything about it. That spirit of infamy had taken her over. It had rescued her life. Amen. Praise the Lord. She was in dire distress. She knew in the inside of her that the way she was living was not pleasing, but it had taken her over. My God, here today, it had taken her over. And it had her, amen, captured in her mind that she had to be the way she was. But what happened was, when she testified, when she began to testify, she said it had her thinking that she was the man in the relationship. And the more her family tried to speak to her about these things, the more she was rejected because what was strong in her body that had taken over for 30 years, it didn't want to let her go. So finally, she went to church one time, and a brother prayed for her, and she got upset. But then after that service, during that particular week, if I'm telling this right, she went home. She was sweeping and cleaning up in our apartment. And she said, God spoke to her. My God, here today. God spoke into her spirit. And when God spoke to her into her spirit and spoke to her about her ways and the thing that had taken her over, immediately the yoke began to be removed, and she began to understand and was inspired, and her eyes was open to see that she was not living the way that God had created her. And let me tell you something, my friend. It's in the Bible. And Paul says, such were some of you, but there's a way out. He say, but ye were washed. Why was she washed? She heard that word. She heard the voice of God. And I want to say to you that are out there in these situations, God is talking to you. God is telling you the way that you are living is not pleasing to him. Not only him, but to your family. Not only that, but to your particular blessings in life. If you live that type of lifestyle, never look to see the promises of God from your own lines, your children that you should be having, that husband that you should be having, men, that wife that you should be having, those children who God had put in your body to produce seed of his image. Don't look for that, because you are bound by the forces of darkness. I don't have enough time to dig deep into this like I want to. But that's why Bible classes are important, and preaching, amen, and teaching in the depths, amen, of spiritual warfare and strongholds like some of us or our families have been separated by. Amen. There's a word from the Lord that can wash you and bring you back into the power and the presence of God as you should be. That's why Paul said, well, such was some of you, but you were washed. This young lady took the word to be washed because her soul was crying out for deliverance. And the Bible says, but you were washed, but you were sanctified and you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ by the Spirit of God. But watch what Romans says. I don't have enough time to get down in this, but watch what Romans says. Romans says, for that she knew that there was something out of place in her life. And Paul said to the people in Romans, he says, because they would not retain God in their knowledge. But when that which may have been known of God was manifested in them, shown unto them, for the invisible things of the creation of God were clearly seen, being understood by the things that were made, the eternal power of Godhead, so that they were without excuse. Let me tell you something. If you continue in those ways, I want to let you know that God is dealing with you even in your forces of darkness. And if you're living in these particular lifestyles, God is dealing with you. He's speaking to you and letting you know that there's a way out. It's up to us. It's up to you. Amen. Praise the Lord. To decide whether you want to choose this way out, or you want to stay in these particular things. But let me share this with you. The Bible also says to those of you who want out, it also says in Ephesians 6:2, it says, and you, in some of your Bibles, had he quickened. who were dead in trespasses and sin. He said, God intervened because you opened up and allowed him to come in. He intervened and he quickened you. What do you mean by he quickened me? I mean that God made you alive. He opened up your eyes and he restored, he cleansed, he washed, he took away everything that was allowing you, amen, to be out of the will of God, and he quickened you. What do you mean? He made you alive because now he put his spirit in you. You were dead. Let me tell you something, my friend. A dead man is just like a blind man. A blind man has to be led because he can't see. A dead man don't know nothing that is hurting him. You could punch him all day long. A blind man cannot see his environment. But a dead man can't feel anything because he's dead. And I always thought about this. If I'm dead, then I need to be made alive. And that spiritual death that is living upon many of us that goes to the building. We go to the building dead and we leave dead because there's no interaction with the word of God that's coming forth from the pulpit. We don't apply it to our lives. The deadness of that thing is that shame, embarrassment. When the preacher is preaching life to you, you reject that because of pride. And when pride is in the way, it brings forth destruction. Now, let me move on because, amen, I want you to understand something here before I leave here today. The Bible says, and ye have he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sin. Where in time past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, and God knows. We're in the season where the spirit of disobedience is fired up in people. That is the devil, the spirit of darkness. The spirit of darkness is working. The spirit of darkness. Who is the children of disobedience? Those that live according to the ways of the devil. Those who live according to the ways of the flesh. I named some of them before I got to this particular scripture. And this, why I'm talking to you today, because I know that I used to walk according to the course of this world. Anything that my flesh wanted to do, I did it because it was an assignment from the devil. The devil don't want you to prosper in the things of God. The devil don't want you to be saved. The devil don't want peace in your house. It don't want peace in your marriage. It don't want your children to receive the blessing of God. It doesn't want you. He doesn't want you to have a relationship with God. So he set a course for you to walk. He set desires in your spirit that causes you to reject the word of God, the ways of God. And it's time for us to wake up, because not only do it say the spirit of the children are disobedient, but it tells us, it says, among whom all we've had our conversation in the time past in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of our flesh. The devil had you going way out the way to pierce yourself, to bruise yourself, to destroy yourself with no hope. But thank God for the Holy Ghost. Glory to God. Thank God that there's some quickening power for those of us who want to come off that course of darkness. You're living a dark life. But I want you to know God say, I have a way out. I have a way out. Now, the invisible things of God are clearly seen. You know why? Because, amen, praise the Lord, God's Godhead. not only the Godhead, amen, praise the Lord, but the Bible said, because that when they knew God, everybody has had an opportunity to know God, and everybody will, because not only of the invisible things that is around, praise the Lord, not only the things, praise the Lord, that we see, that we know that God is real, amen, but there have been conditions in your life and situations in your life where God had intervened, and you still haven't, opened your mouth and begin to thank him for what he done bought you out of, because you thought you did it. But it was the grace and the love and kindness of God that moved in your situation, even while you were yet in sin. Bible says, even while we were yet sin and sinners are sin, Christ died for us. But this scripture in Romans, amen, 1 and 21 say, because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God. Neither were thankful. I believe that's where they got your old God to praise. Praise God. But because vain imaginations in their foolish heart was darkened. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for us to wake up and understand that the gospel, and when we gather in these buildings, that we're not there for entertainment. Glory be to God. Well, I don't come to church for entertainment. I come to church to deliver the word of God, to help people understand, amen, that they have a soul that is important. They have, amen, praise the Lord, a choice. There are two fires that I always talk about. There's a fire of the Holy Ghost, and there's a fire of the bottomless pit, which give you eternal damnation, where your worm never die. Praise God, where you will be tortured for your everlasting life, instead of having eternal life with God, that would be an everlasting, eternal life of torment. Now, you can read the Bible for yourself and figure that one out. But their hearts was turned because of darkness, because they walked according to the course of this world. I had to come out of sin to be able to preach to you. I had to not only bring my body under subjection, but I had to believe the word. Anybody that's preaching to you and doesn't believe this word, praise the Lord, you don't need to listen to them. Because there are people that will preach to you, but they cannot live what they preach it. And the only way to live what you preach, and you got to be born of the Spirit of God. And how can they preach itself? They be sent from God. How can they hear without a preacher? And how can they preach except they be sent from God? In other words, a man, a woman that's sent from God, they're going to live what they're preaching, or yet they will be exposed. Amen, praise the Lord, to the things that they're trying to teach and preach to you. Amen, praise the Lord. They will be exposed to those things, and those things was also, amen, praise the Lord, let you see, and you will know whether they're living what they're living, because you will see, amen, praise the Lord, if you're in darkness and they are trying to shine light, but yet they're living in dark, you will see that their lifestyle does not add up to what they're preaching. I need somebody that's going to preach and teach to me the kingdom of God, that I may be saved. My friend, I'm excited, praise the Lord, to be able to always preach and teach to you. You need to come visit us at 1015 Main Street in the city of Colfax, Louisiana. Praise the Lord, where God is Lord of the house. I'm excited about our New Year's service, all our services, even through the week. But most of all, I'm excited if it's God's will to be able to be in this great revival with this great evangelist that we have sought after. And I thank God for bringing him, amen, to the town of the city of Colfax. Until next time, God bless you. Be healed, be delivered, and be made whole in Jesus' mighty name.